I'm Risa Jill Miller, and you're listening to Chew On This, the AVMA's podcast series on food safety. Healthy animals mean a healthy food supply, which equals healthy humans. This concept is one of the main ideas behind One Health, a worldwide strategy for expanding collaboration and communication in healthcare for humans, animals, and the environment. Dr. Roger K. Marr, CEO of the One Health Commission and an AVMA past president, is here to talk about how the One Health concept helps keep the food we eat safe. Dr. Marr, why is understanding animal health so crucial to human health?
Healthy animals mean healthy people. We live in a changing environment populated by interconnected animal and human contact. This creates integrated challenges, and these challenges require integrated solutions and call for collaboration and cooperation across disciplines. Of the nearly 1,500 disease pathogens now recognized in people, 60% affect multiple species. Many chronic diseases, including cancer, obesity, and diabetes, are common to both animals and people. Animal health and human health are truly at a crossroads. A commitment to a better understanding of animal health as it relates to human health is imperative in order to improve the detection and prevention of diseases in both animals and people, to develop new approaches to treatment for unmet needs, and to help disseminate accurate health-related information to all audiences.
What is a zoonotic disease, and what does it mean for me as a consumer?
A zoonotic disease is a disease that can be transmitted from animals to people. It can be traced back to an animal origin. Over 75% of all emerging infectious diseases in people worldwide over the past three decades are zoonotic. Some of these zoonotic organisms can exist in food animals, including beef and dairy cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, and poultry. These diseases could include tuberculosis, brucellosis, anthrax, and avian influenza. Ensuring a safe food supply that is high quality, available, and affordable is of ultimate importance to you as a consumer. Last year alone, 24 billion animals were produced for food and fiber around the world to feed a global population of over 6 billion people. It is estimated that by 2020, the demand for animal protein will increase by 50%, particularly in developing countries. Controlling and preventing these zoonotic diseases is critically important if we are to meet this increasing global demand for food. Some of these diseases cannot be prevented, such as highly pathogenic avian influenza, and so early detection and eradication is essential to prevent further animal-to-animal or animal-to-human transmission.
Can you help us understand the role of public health in the practice of veterinary medicine?
The role of veterinary medicine within the broad scope of One Health and related to public health is extensive. That role includes, first and foremost, ensuring a safe food supply that is high quality, available, and affordable. Surveillance, assessment, treatment, and prevention of cross-species disease transmission. Detection and response to environmental agent exposure. Natural disaster preparedness and response, or preparedness for potentially induced disasters related to possible bioterrorism or agroterrorism. The assessment and prevention of chronic diseases common to animals and people, such as cancer, obesity, and diabetes. Interdisciplinary biomedical research. With the importance of food safety to public health, I want to emphasize that veterinarians are at the first line of defense in protecting our nation's food supply through effective prevention, control, and eradication of livestock diseases. Further, veterinarians are responsible for effective inspection of meat, poultry, egg, and dairy products at certified processing facilities.
What does the phrase farm to fork mean, and how does it relate to the One Health concept?
Farm to fork refers to the entire food supply system, extending from the food production location through processing and distribution to the consumer, and ending with the consumption of the food product. The convergence of people, domestic animals, wildlife, and the environment throughout this food continuum underscores the broad scope of the interconnectedness within the One Health concept as it relates to food from production to consumption. Ensuring a safe food supply that is high quality, available, and affordable can be impacted at each juncture along this food supply continuum. This relates not only to improved and effective disease surveillance, prevention, and control, but also preventing the occurrence of foodborne illnesses from food contamination or deficient processing or distribution techniques. It is estimated that by 2050, the global population will reach 9 billion people, and the global demand for food will have doubled since the beginning of this 21st century. In addition, ensuring a safe and available water supply is equally important to sustain the increasing global population. Meeting these global demands for food and water will require broad-based collaboration across disciplines related to scientific research as well as scientific practice through technology development and application.
How does the environment play into the One Health concept?
The environment is constantly changing. Poor environmental health may adversely affect human and animal health through contamination, pollution, and conditions conducive to the emergence and survival of new infectious diseases. It has been stated by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences that nearly every human disease can be caused, modified, or altered by environmental agents. Environmental stresses related to climate, such as drought or flooding, are having an impact on the activity of insects and vector-borne disease emergence. Emerging waterborne diseases threaten human and animal health worldwide. As I stated previously, 75% of all emerging infectious diseases worldwide are zoonotic. Most of these emerging diseases originate in wildlife. The detection of these emerging diseases at their origin is critical in order to prevent them from becoming endemic within the wildlife population, and most importantly, before they reach the animal-human interface.
Do I, as a consumer, play a role in One Health and food safety? How?
In most cases, you as a consumer are responsible for the selection of the food products which you and your family will eat. As a consumer, you are at the endpoint of the farm-to-fork continuum. It is important that you select, prepare, and consume various food products in a manner which promotes your optimal health. Receiving and understanding accurate, scientific-based information related to an individual's nutritional needs and to the nutrient values in various foods is essential for the consumption of a proper diet. Once a safe and high-quality food is purchased, proper storage, preparation, and cooking techniques are necessary to ensure that continued food safety and quality is maintained until the product is consumed. Communications is an essential component of the One Health concept, particularly related to food safety and quality. A well-informed consumer, armed with accurate information, can influence the adherence to high standards for both food production and processing. Finally, this well-informed consumer can be a valuable advocate for helping to promote the awareness and understanding that healthy animals are essential to improving and protecting human health and the health of our environment.
Dr. Moore, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for your commitment and support towards One Health.
If you'd like to learn more about critical issues affecting the food we eat, visit keepourfoodsafe.org. For Chew on This, I'm Risa Jill Miller. Thanks for listening and have a great day.